They want everything back that they paid, cause they've been waiting since then to see the lights get dim.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear.
R.A.P. beat up on there, PP.
What's going on, superstar? How you been?
Been all right. How you doing, PA?
I'm all right, man. Miss you around here. How's the old knee coming together?
It's coming around, man. I'm down there, you know, in Houston working hard, trying to get it back, so feeling good.
Are you in New Orleans right now, Adrian?
Yes, I'm actually in New Orleans right now, headed to a funeral.
Ooh, you're going to a funeral for a friend or something?
Yeah, one of my close friends is his wife passed, so we're going to pay our respects. Pray ball with Tommy Harris.
Yeah,
University of Oklahoma. Yeah.
Palms to the sky on that, Adrian, man. Sorry about the bad news. But since I only got you for a couple of minutes here, I'll update everybody on the Blizzard Blitz this weekend being canceled again because of the thin ice conditions and everything. How was your knee? What? Tell us what's new about your knee, man.
Well, I'm definitely making improvement. I'm starting to get my muscle tone and my strength back into the leg, so you know that's definitely a plus. But I'm happy with the progress that I'm making so far. I'm extremely happy.
Adrian, do you have to restrain yourself a little bit from not rehabbing or working too hard or overextending it so you don't mess the thing up?
I do, and you know my the guy that's training me, Russ Payne, he's doing a great job of holding me back because I'm always trying to put on an extra 5 pounds or, you know, trying to do different exercises. But you know, he's being hard with me. We bumping heads, and he's making sure that I'm doing the right things. I feel strong, but he don't want me to push it too much.
What's next in the process that's big? Like if you have these milestones and everything, Adrian, you've gotten through a couple now. What it like the 2 or 3 or the 3 month mark is going to be big for you?
It's coming up on the 28th. You know, that's when I'm scheduled to be able to start running and stuff. So I'm looking forward to that.
So what if you get out there on the 28th, man, and you run a 40 and it's like 5'2"?
that definitely won't be good.
When is the process painful?
Say it again.
Is the process painful? Are you in pain when you rehab?
As far as trying to get my flexibility and bending it, it's a little bit painful, but it's nothing compared to those first couple of days, so I can definitely take it.
What about when you fly, man? How do you get those big knees behind somebody on an airplane, and what if they recline? Does it hurt you?
No, I'm actually, you know, I can bend a lot. Yeah, I'm almost complete with bending it. So, you know, sitting behind people on the plane doesn't bother me at all. And the swelling is almost completely gone. Just a little bit in my joints a little bit. But other than that, it's coming along well.
When are you going to be back here? What's the schedule like, Adrian? I know you go to Houston and come back here. Spielman said that yesterday. When are you going to be back here so we can see you?
I'll be back at the end of this month. So I'll be back down there for a little bit, going into March.
All right. I know you got this funeral to get to. Last one here, Adrian. And thank you very much for taking time to join me, my friend.
No problem.
Last one. Free agency is in a month. What position would you like to see the Vikings address via free agency?
Definitely a secondary. On my secondary, I feel like that's where we need the most help, you know, kind of tune things up. But hopefully those guys, you know, make the right decisions.
What if in free agency we went out and got Cortland Finnegan from the Titans and Vincent Jackson from the San Diego Chargers? Would you like that?
I wouldn't mind at all. All right.
Hey, thank you, man.
All right, see
you. Yeah. Hey, bless
Appreciate
you.
It.
Yeah, bless you, my friend. Okay, hopefully that knee feels good.